All right, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast. I am your co-host, Mark Komar.
And I'm Josh Darnes.
And we are the podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. On today's episode, we're talking about who's more important in the hiring process. And what I think both of us agree on is the fact that from my perspective, and I think maybe Josh from his perspective as well, and I'm giving a platform in a moment, but I like to think that the managing hiring company is more important because having own businesses, currently running a business, having so many hats that I have to wear, making sure that I am connecting to companies that are looking for, you know, recs filled, then having to go seek those, you know, positions to fill them. I know a lot of times candidates try, you know, get a little frustrated because it's a delay. It's you know, they've interviewed. It's been 2 weeks, 3 weeks since, you know, they've heard from the hiring manager who they've interviewed with. They heard from me and my company because I stay in contact with them, as we talked about before. But they're frustrated because they're like, well, look, I know I gave a great interview, but, you know, when am I getting hired? You know, and I have to explain to them, like, it's a process to this. And I know Josh has probably had to do the same. Don't get frustrated. I know if you have any other, you know, roles out there you're trying, your interviews you have, you know, please keep me abreast of what's going on. Again, I want you to get placed. I want you to get hired. So you're having this conversation, but what they have to understand is, unfortunately or fortunately, however it might be, they are not the most important, you know, piece in this cog. You know, from my perspective, like I said, I believe the most important piece is the hiring company, the staffing firm's position, because they're the ones who, first off, are going to cut the check eventually.
Let me see if I'm hearing you right, real quick. So then, where's the candidate sit in all of this? So the candidate sitting at home has been laid off and looking for a job, mm-hmm. and is expected to wait 1, 2, 3, even longer weeks before there's any feedback, there's anything. So I'm curious.
I hear you. No, you bring up a very valid question, Josh, but I would say, unfortunately, being the man in the arena from the standpoint of being the company with the budget, I'm getting budget requirements. When I get a you know, when you look at, I receive, say, a $2 million budget, right, to hire these number of employees. As soon as I start putting out the recs, as soon as I start talking to the company, you know, the staffing firm, you know, I realize this is what it's going to cost on the back end. And then I go back to my upline and they say, well, look, we have to cut that now. We can't do two. You only have a million. All right. So I have things I have to put in place. So unfortunately, yes, you may have just interviewed this employee, but I can't guarantee at that particular moment that I'm going to be able to hire you like I thought I would after, you know, interviewing you 2 weeks ago. So yes, the employee's going to have to sit there for a moment. I know you're out of work. I hate that for you, but I can't just arbitrarily hire you. You know what I'm saying, Jay? Just because I feel for you, as you know, you're needing work and you got to pay, you know, pay groceries and pay bills. I still have to make sure I can, you know, cut the check and, you know, get you your salary, right? It's the side of it that I think employees don't see, Jay, that, you know, they want to just say, well, I'm waiting. I gave a great interview. You told me this. Yes, I understand that. But at the same token, there's demands on the company. Did you not agree with that or no?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to agree with it. Now, because okay. I'm in the trenches and I've been doing the other side of things for so long, there's a frustration that's built up on both sides. So from an agency perspective, you know, mm-hmm. here's my personal opinion. Again, it's my opinion. This is how I feel from putting in the work and listening to candidates all the time. I disagree mm-hmm. with the thought process. I think, let's say, okay, as an IT director, you've got an ERP implementation and you've got 2 months to get it done. You've got a start date, a middle date, and an end date. Okay. I think that's how the hiring process should be. I truly think that in all of this, you should make it a priority. You're trying to bring in a candidate to do X. That X is to either get projects down the road so you can bring in more money, make more money, be more efficient. There's a million positive reasons why you're bringing this candidate in. And if you don't have the time to put forth the effort or the energy to make sure that you're going through the process, then I don't think you should be doing the process at all. You know, so from an agency perspective, when we're we're trying to get feedback because we've got the candidates calling us every 15 minutes. Hey, look, when's my next interview? When's my next interview? When's my next interview? You know, they're trying to feed their families. They're trying to get into places, but let's be real. They're interviewing a ton of places and they're probably dealing with this more often than not where they just can't get feedback. And I think that if a hiring leader doesn't have the time allocated to put in the effort that it takes to do this process, then I don't think they should do the process. I don't think it's fair to the candidates. I don't think it's fair to the agency. I just don't think it's fair.
I have to push back. I have to push back, bro, because I hear what you're saying. I'm not saying what your perspective is not valid. However, when you say you don't think they should start the process, how else? So from your perspective, if you're the hiring manager or you're the company needing to fill these positions, how else are they supposed to fill the positions if they don't start a process with the intention to hire, you know, within the 2 month window or whatever the window, you know, of accomplishing this hiring period? What would you suggest if they don't start the process? Cause I feel like sometimes you have to start the process. It doesn't always go according to plan. Like that's what happens in construction, right? You might break ground, but then once you get midway through, you realize, oh, there was this root that was, you know, embedded in the ground and it's thrown off the level. You know, we have to restart the process all over again. It's going to take longer than the 6 month projected, right? What's your recommendation on that? I don't understand. You know, how do you think you're supposed to proceed?
And I agree with that. I agree with that part completely because there's always bumps in the road, right? But I think what it breaks down to is communication. We talk about this so much in a lot of our podcasts where we talk about communicating properly so that you're setting expectations. So from my perspective, if there are bumps in the road, I work with a lot of companies and this comes up more often than you would believe where we have these issues where we can't, as an agency, I can't get the proper information to relay to my candidate. So what ends up happening is the hiring manager pushes off for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks to take care of whatever it may be. And of course they have to, it's their job. Nobody's expecting them not to do their job, but they push off and then we lose a candidate. And time is money. And we all put, you know, to go find a candidate, we got to build a rec. We got to talk to the recruiters. We got to set up meetings. We got to go out. We got to do interviews. We got to talk to candidates. We got to vet the candidates. We got to go through the candidates. It takes time. And we're paying an hourly wage for these recruiters to do their job. Only to be, oh, well, we're going to push you out for 2 or 3 weeks and then we lose the candidate, you know? And again, I know there's circumstances within all of this, that this is how this is. And we're all used to it. Anybody that's been in this industry I don't care if you've been here for 2 months, you know exactly what we're talking about. Right. I just feel like managers and hiring leaders need to put more of an emphasis on the overall process. And so one thing that I know that we do differently than most is we set that process up front. We are going to look for your candidate. We got 48 hours. We'll submit candidates. We're going to take a look at candidates. We're going to try to go through these together. I try to set pre-scheduled interviews, pre-scheduled everything to make sure I stay in front of that hiring manager. Now, when they just have a blatant disregard for what we're doing and say, I'm just not going to email you back, I think that's just, it's unprofessional in an extent of you just don't have the decency to send an email that says, hey, I'm going to have to push this off for another week. Let's regather next week. So I can tell the candidate. Because nothing's worse than when a candidate has emailed you 15 times saying, hey, we had a great interview. We clicked. They said they were going to try to schedule something this Friday. It's now been a week. I haven't heard anything. It puts us in a hard spot. But from a candidate's perspective, I'm like, screw this company. Like, they can't even let me know what's going on. They can't keep me posted. Like, I think it just creates bad juju all the way across the board. You know, the hiring manager, I feel like could be more communicative. You kind of see where I'm going with it?
Yeah, I mean, I do. And again, I think you're kind of bleeding over two different, because two things can be true at the same time. I agree with you. Communication is important. I agree with that 100%. I'm not negating that. However, I think your argument is you're crossing two things. You're right. If they're not, if the agency and the hiring agent is not communicating that these are the roadblocks, these are the things that popped up as to why we cannot hire this particular candidate. If they're not communicating that, you're right. You should be frustrated with that. However, the topic of this show is who's more important. And I do believe what's more important is the company, because they have to make sure things are positioned right. Because this is the thing, if they are communicating to you, say I am communicating to you and I am letting you know, look, unfortunately, I thought it was going to be a 3 week window. It's going to be now, say, a 60 day window before I can actually bring them on board. You still have to, at that particular point, tell the candidate at that point what what's going on, what the parameters are. And you have to now sit and wait and see if you can hold on to that talent. Most likely, if it's a 60-day window, you won't be able to do so if they are, you know, worth their salt, right? Is it frustrating? Yeah. Yes. But who's more important? Because this is the thing, Jay. The company is still going to need to fill that position at some point. They have the budget. They have the requirements necessary, and they have the need to fill it. So they're going to fill it at some point. It's just a matter of you're going to have to sit tight. You have to communicate to your employee or to the candidate, hey, I'm sorry, but this is what it is. Does it suck? Yes, but I lean more towards the side of the company, bro. Like, I don't think we need to bleed them if they're not communicating. You're right. That sucks. That sucks. If they're just saying, you're calling, you're sending emails saying, hey, you interviewed them on the 12th. It is now the 20th of the next month, and I haven't heard from you since then. Yeah, that's not cool. I agree. However, the point is that the candidate is not the most important. The company is, from my personal opinion.
See, and from my perspective, it's the candidate. Not all candidates like to ride roller coasters, you know? So at the end of the day, you know, an NFL team can't do anything without a quarterback. So if you're trying to bring in a developer to develop the new software for your new implementation, and you just keep, you know, pushing it out, you're going to lose candidates left and right. And then from an agency's perspective, we're wasting our time. So I guess it's, I use this word all the time. It's multifaceted, right? It's circumstantial.
Yeah. Because I was like, are you wasting your time? No, bro. I mean, because at the end of the day, As we always do, we always have a backup for a position, yep. Unless it's, you know, one of those highly skilled positions, right? So we always have a backup. We always communicate to the candidate, you know, look, we're going to try to put you in, you know, I'm going to communicate to you. But we know just because, shoot, it's a lot of times that candidate might have, they've already interviewed with two other companies, right? So they might get taken off the market within a moment. So we have to have a backup, right? So I don't think it's ever a waste of time. I think it's all about how you are perceiving it from all at our angles. And I agree with you with the NFL team, you need a quarterback, however, or, you know, with a football team rather. But if you're an NFL team, the team is going to run regardless. Like, now, will you win championships? No, but you're still going to run regardless. So who's more important? Is it the horse before the cart?
I've heard that one. But again, there's so many sides to this, because now you talk about backup after backup after backup. Well, does a candidate want to know they're a backup? Oh, what happened to the first candidate? Well, you go through five candidates because the manager's taking too much time. But that first candidate we're still dealing with people. We're still dealing with people who need to provide for their families and provide for themselves. So I just think that, you know, the lack of communication in the process, it's not a good process. So to agree to disagree, I think that what we both have come to is communication on both sides will alleviate a lot of the disconnect. Communication is key. On either side, whether you're the candidate, you're the agency, or you're the hiring manager, I think that they all play an important part in all of this. You know, you're very valid in some of your points. I'm valid in some of my points. But I think at the end of the day, where the breakdown is communication. These companies, these managers, these hiring leaders are not communicating effectively so that we can do our job as agencies, or candidates can do their job and have an understanding of what they need to do next. So I think if you'd agree with me, I think it's just better communication.
Yes, that part I totally agree with you on. If you have better communication, yeah, I totally agree with you on that. And let me just say, I don't think we never tell a candidate that they're a backup. You never tell a candidate that. I'm saying from the agency side, as the hiring company, you know, you have to have, you know, this is a podcast. You got that bullets in the chamber, right? You have to have backups ready. You have to have a backup quarterback in the second and third string. That's why you have a second, third string. You know this, you know what I'm saying? In this particular case, we never let them know that, right? But so that can help you as a, when you said, cause you said the agency, it's a waste of time for the agency. And I was like, I don't think it's a waste of time. I think if you're positioned well and you're a strong agency, you have everything you need. And because if you're a strong agency doing what we both agree on, which is whether if you're the agency, right, you're the middleman between the hiring and the candidate, right?
Yeah.
If you're the agency, you need to make sure if you're not getting the communication from the hiring company, you need to be the communicator to the candidate at all times, right? Would you agree with that, right? Because as we said,
but you've got to be able to communicate something. You can't just communicate.
Right.
Haven't heard from him. Nope.
Right. Right. You don't, I mean, it's, you don't want to sound like a broken, you know, parakeet, you know what I'm saying? No, I haven't heard from him. No, I haven't heard from him. But my point is, again, you have to make sure if you're the communicator, you're the middle guy, you have to be able to handle the candidate with kid gloves if you're not getting communication. I understand your frustration, Josh, with, like you said, as a staffing person or the company in between, if you're not getting communication from the hiring company and it's been delayed and they're not getting back to you, yes, that is not cool. My point is, if you're there, who's more important? And to me, that, as you brought up the football example, and I'm going NFL, let's be specific, I'm going to say NFL, the NFL entity as a whole is more important than the player. It just is, because that is that's the juggernaut. That's the, without the team being able to position you, the employee doesn't have a job, doesn't have a career. You know what I'm saying? So, or the player doesn't have a position. So that's why I say, to me, the company is more important. Would you agree with that or no?
I'll agree that there are parts of all of it that are most important. And I think that, so the reason that we brought this topic up and the reason that we are discussing this for you guys is to understand all the different sides, the back end sides, the nitty gritty, the ugly, the stuff that we have to deal with. And some of the differentiators. Remember, we did an episode. If you haven't seen it, go to our website, check it out. We did a show on differentiators of good places to work and bad places to work and how to work with agencies and stuff like that. Well, this goes to that podcast because, you know, if you're working with an agency like us, you don't deal with most of those problems because we set the expectation up front. We communicate with the manager and we let the manager know this is the process of how we do our business. We are professionals. Then we set the tone with the candidate. This is how we do it. And we set our criteria. So when you're working with a good agency such as Kane Ross, and then there are probably a few out there, but of course we're going to, you know, show you ours.
Right.
But with that said, the communication lines, we force the communication. We've learned that this industry has gaps and has holes and has, I mean, go out and ask any candidate that's had to apply for a job what their frustrations are. And I can almost guarantee that they can't get feedback from the agency. They're going to say it. I guarantee you it's in their top two or three things that they say. The reason they're saying is there's no communication, but the agency has to set that expectations between both sides. We have to, you know, we're the ref in that boxing match. Okay. So we got to keep things good. We got to call it as we see it. So when you reach out to a company like ours, and we are able to control the process and set those expectations, we control the process, not because we're controlling, but for the manager side, we control it to help you to alleviate those pain points, to make sure you have to do as little as possible to get this job done. From a candidate's perspective, we want to alleviate the stress and make sure you understand everything from start to finish of what's going to happen and set those expectations. So for me, this is just differentiating working with a good agency that knows what they're doing, understands the market, understands everything that they're doing, and working with companies who truly don't care or have too much going on or don't spend the time to put in the necessary work like we do. So this is a big dilemma in the industry. It's huge. And that's why you see that there's two sides that just don't necessarily get along. And it's because nobody communicates.
Yeah.
So take off to our website, go like, subscribe, follow us, but go check out some of those earlier episodes where we talked about differentiators. And that is big because I talk to hiring leaders every day that are frustrated with their vendors. They're frustrated with their agencies because they feel they don't communicate. They're not letting them know what's going on. They're not controlling the process. They're not getting good candidates. This is all about communication and a communication breakdown. And whether or not the hiring leader is most important, the candidate's most important, or the agency's most important, if everybody doesn't work together, the pieces of the puzzle fall apart and we can never get our job done. So the gist of this is communication is key. But working with some good people like Mark and I to help you have these understandings and can help you walk through that process, that's also a big part of all of this. Would you agree, Mark?
That you have wrapped up tremendously well, and that I will fully concur and agree with you on. You're absolutely correct. Communication and having the right agency, like Josh said, and the right people who understand the hierarchy of the systems that are in place, but how to handle them in a way where everybody can get what they need along the bumpy road that is the journey. You know, it's going to be a bumpy road on the journey, but if you have the right team, like Josh said, and the right people, and you know, supporting you, it can be smooth. And we understand, like he said, from deliverables that we've done and that we do currently, communication, communication, communication. And working ad nauseum to make sure everybody is on the page. I love what you said, being a ref in between all of those. That's apropos and perfect.
So, I mean, I would challenge people. If you're a talent acquisition manager, you're a branch manager, you're a division director, you do anything, reach out to us. Schedule 30 minutes on our calendar to talk about the process, the way that you can alleviate some of this stress. Because I know that in this industry, there's stresses on all three parts. And the more stress you can alleviate, the better the process goes. The more money we all make, the happier everybody is, the more consistent business you get. Like, there's so many, you can't find any negatives from doing it the right way. So go to our website. Schedule some time. Let's have a conversation. Let's help you build your own process. I'm not saying that ours is perfect, but it works. And we can help tailor it to what your everyday is, your company needs, your specific recs that you're looking for. We can help you to create that dynamic so that way your life is a lot easier and you're in more control over the process than you currently are now.
That's right. So higherpowertech.com. You can go check us out there. Josh, great job. Anything else you want to say before we close out?
No, I think it's great. I think that I just think that there's a lot of improvement out there that we can do. And if we all work together, we'll get there.
Communication, be willing to work together, and we can make this happen. I like it. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us here on Higher Power Tech. We look forward to seeing you guys on the next episode. Make sure you like, subscribe, tell your friends about us, and we'll see you guys soon. Okay.